This is Jay Sekulow. More confrontation. This time it's Israel and Iran.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Jerusalem Convention Center, the building here just over my left shoulder. Allegedly, the plot was to send three suicide bombers there, followed by a truck bomb at the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv. According to local reports, there were going to be two suicide bombers who were going to blow themselves up there at the entrance of the U.S. Embassy. The embassy there in Tel Aviv.
Al-Qaeda is on the path to defeating Osama bin Laden is dead.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I said we'd refocus on the people who actually attacked us on 9/11. Al-Qaeda's on the run and Osama bin Laden is dead.
These three men who were arrested here in Israel were communicating with their handler via Facebook, via Skype. Allegedly, that handler went by the name The Outstanding One from Syria and was heavily connected to the Al-Qaeda militant groups operating inside Syria.
We are not blind, and I don't think we're stupid. I think we have a pretty strong sense of how to measure whether or not we are acting in the interests of our country and of the globe, and particularly of our allies like Israel and Gulf states and others in the region.
To those who are under the influence of propaganda and still believe that Iran is seeking to develop nuclear weapons, I strongly and clearly declare that nuclear weapons have no place in our security strategy and that Iran has no motivation to move in that direction.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I was glad yesterday that Fox News covered the March for Life. With the snow, with the cold weather, there was still a huge crowd in Washington standing for life, and that was good to see. A lot of those folks came right by our offices because we're right on Capitol Hill. That's where Jordan is based. We're taking your phone calls. We're looking right now at the situation with Israel, Iran, this attempt at the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Israel. The irony of all of this, though, is that the Israeli papers are reporting that the U.S. is not saying anything about this because, quote, they are still checking the validity of the foiled Al-Qaeda plot in Israel. Officials in the United States have not been able to independently verify Israeli claims that Shin Bin intelligence foiled an advance by Al-Qaeda, an advanced plot. Now, this, Jordan, this is our ally in the region. And we're now questioning, we don't question the Muslim Brotherhood, but we're questioning whether Israel stopped a foiled attack.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got this situation now where the White House and the State Department refused to confirm if the details are correct. They're even questioning if there was a political purpose behind this, release the information. And of course, they said, well, these people were arrested last year. They were arrested the week of Christmas. And so after their interrogations, remember, as we said yesterday, the three individuals were recruited separately to carry out three separate attacks simultaneously. That's how terror groups operate, similar to the mob. It's a need-to-know basis so that if one is captured, the other can't indict the remaining cell members. Instead, they were captured separately and the pieces were put together.
Yeah, here's an interesting quote. Well, actually, I'll play it when we come back from the break from the State Department. They're really playing this close, folks. This shows the chilling nature of the relationship between the United States and our most important regional ally, Israel. And how do you view the relationship between President Obama and Israel right now? We're taking your calls, and we want your comments on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. How does President Obama view Israel? That's the real question. 1-800-684-3110. And I'm happy to report we are close to our 50,000 goal, just 12,000 away. 38,642 of you have signed our petition to stop funding the United Nations anti-Semitism when they wouldn't let that display of Jews in the Promised Land take place at a UNESCO event, but they have the Year of Palestinian Solidarity. It's an anti-Semitic move, in my view, on the part of the UN. Sign the petition at ACLJ.org or call in and sign it at 1-877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Your calls when we come back.
Sailor Sam, we're searching everyone. It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
So, Israel's security forces, Shin Bet, that's the secretive internal security of Israel, went public Wednesday with arrests of three Palestinians who were captured on Christmas Day last year. The plot was to blow, and they, by the way, reporting directly to Ayman al-Zawahiri, at least that's who their contacts reported to, was going to attack the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv and then some civilian sites in Israel. Normally, we would say, job well done, this is good, that Israel's apparatus was able to do it. What happens instead? The United States says, we can't confirm this, we're not going to deny it, but we're not going to confirm it. Instead of thanking our allies, we say this, number six.
I refer you to the government of Israel for more of the specifics. I don't have independent corroboration of some of those specifics. Our folks are working on that right now. But because this was Israeli information, I'd point you to them for the corroboration. But obviously, we're looking into it as well. I don't have reason to believe it's not true. I just don't have independent verification.
How about this is your independent verification? Israel's internal security forces said they did this. They are our ally. We have a very good cooperative arrangement with Israel, on especially on security issues. Why are we questioning Israel? And here is my guess to the reason why, is that there's this, again, Jordan, it goes against the narrative of what the president has with the Muslim world.
Exactly right. I mean, the idea, again, this administration refuses to acknowledge al-Qaeda really exists. What President Obama says, that they're JV al-Qaeda now, that they're wannabes, they're the junior varsity team, that they're not the real al-Qaeda. And this is the completely opposite. If you believe this Israeli intelligence and the arrests that were made, these were people that were recruited by main al-Qaeda through the Gaza Strip, yep, which is controlled by Hamas. It was Zawahiri was involved. So you can't then discount main al-Qaeda. So that goes against the Obama administration narrative. So they have to kind of play it down, say that they're going to do their own investigation because they don't want to acknowledge that main al-Qaeda really exists.
Exactly right. Well, we're fortunate to have on the phone with us our director general of our office in Jerusalem, Ambassador Rami Libby. Rami, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Hello from Jerusalem.
Well, Rami, there's this issue. The story broke yesterday, at least in the domestic press here in the United States, about Israel's Shin Bet able successfully to thwart this attack that was planned against U.S. interests in Israel, as well as some Israeli interests, but also our embassy. And the United States has been very, very reluctant to acknowledge anything here. Saying that basically referring people to Israel and saying they don't have independent verification. They're not taking Shin Bet's word for it, who went public. Could you give us a little bit of the background? First of all, when we're talking about Shin Bet, what are we talking about?
We're actually speaking about the Israeli Secret Service, that is one of the world's top intelligence services, that I've been working for the past few years on, past 40 years actually, 50 years, with all the Western world intelligence services and other intelligence services. And when we speak about Al-Qaeda, we have to remember that the world intelligence services are having to deal with Al-Qaeda emerging and multiplying in a whole new range of countries. It's a completely different animal. If you remember the Boston bombing,
right.
If you remember what's going on in England, in Great Britain, etc. So the Shin Bet is one of the world's leading services, cooperating with most Western services.
So when you have a report that comes out, as it did yesterday, that these operatives were captured, arrested, and interrogated, and the information came out, and as Jordan pointed out, Rami, that's, you know, it's pointing to Ayman al-Zawahiri, of course, is really the operative head of Al-Qaeda Central on this. When you look at the threat in the region from Al-Qaeda, I mean, you know, there's been the statement from President Obama that Al-Qaeda's on the run, and then, right after that, we had, as you said, the Boston bombings. You had the issues coming up in England. We have concern, of course, in Russia with the Olympics, and then you had this act of terrorism that was planned for Israel. Is it fair to say that we have to view Al-Qaeda as an ongoing serious threat that is morphing into maybe, as you say, a different vehicle, but just as dangerous and maybe more so?
First of all, it's a lot more dangerous than it used to be, because if you just look at Syria, you see hundreds of British and other European Muslims, and as well as a few Americans,
yeah,
fighting in Syria. Okay, so this is a new phenomena which creates a much bigger threat for the intelligence services, because just as the attack in Jerusalem was and the U.S. Attack on the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv was supposed to be carried out by a combination of five Chechens with fake Russian IDs that would come as tourists to Israel, you know, they're becoming much more global, they're becoming much more multinational, and many of those British and even Americans are a huge threat to the world. Now, you have to remember, many of them are fighting now in Syria and getting a lot of experience in terror, etc. So Al-Qaeda is becoming a much more dangerous animal, and not just the Israeli Shin Bet says it, most Western intelligence services, and especially the British, the MI6.
Jordan, you had some comments on this too with Rami.
Yeah, Rami, the situation here where you've got the administration and there's comments in the media today that they suspect a political motive. I mean, they're trying to, it seems, downplay the potential of this threat. This is while the whole world is waiting to see what happens in Russia with the Olympics and the threat of Islamic terror. What is the news like in Israel? Have people responded to, and is the media responded to, the fact that America is not yet confirming this, or is almost trying to play this down?
Well, as you know, we had a few disagreements regarding the peace process and the way the U.S. is looking at the threats on Israel compared to Israel's experience and our need to defend ourselves. So let's say it let's say it this way: the Israeli Shin Bet never would take this type of capture is something to play as a political game. If you think about it, why would the state of Israel declare that its convention center, which is a major tourist center in Jerusalem,
one of the other targets, right?
Exactly. Why would we say that it was under threat? It's just shooting ourselves in the foot, and not good for our economy, tourism, business, etc. So I'm 100% sure the Israelis have the right intelligence. And if you ask me about the motives of the U.S., it's very hard to say, but it's very, very strange to me.
Yeah, it is to us as well. But Rami, let me tell you this. We have heard from, and this is just in 48 hours, we have heard from over 38,000, I guess probably with phone calls, well over 40,000 American citizens that has said they're going to stand with Israel. And I would appreciate you, and I know you're meeting with government officials daily on our behalf and behalf of others, to let them know that despite what they're reading in the U.S. press, we appreciate the work that Shin Bet did in foiling this. Would have been another attack on a U.S. embassy. There are no political motives here on our end other than thanking the security forces of Israel that we've had the privilege of working with on a number of occasions, and thanking you and the government officials that you're working with, that we're there. We're going to continue to stand with the people of Israel, and our thoughts and prayers and appreciation are to be expressed to all those, and we appreciate you conveying that, Rami.
First of all, I'd love to do that. I actually met yesterday with President Peres, with the CEO of NASDAQ from New York, and we had a very pleasant conversation and discussed the friendship between the U.S. and the State of Israel. I want to say to all the friends of ACLJ and the listeners that as an Israeli and as on behalf of the Israelis, we really appreciate ACLJ's constant support. And the right thing to say is thanks to your support and thanks to the strength of our security and secret services and the cooperation with many Western secret services, Jerusalem is and Tel Aviv are very calm. We are full with tourists, right, and we look forward to see all of you here in Israel with us.
Great. Rami, thanks again for the update. I appreciate you calling. Rami Levy, Ambassador Levy, is our Director General for our ACLJ office in Jerusalem. Highly respected ambassador and global leader. We appreciate Rami's comments, and he'll be sharing those with officials in Israel. We come back from the break, folks. Your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. As we do go to the break, let's do what Rami said. I want to get this up to 50,000 signatures, folks. We're going to have this hand-delivered to Benjamin Netanyahu's office, letting him know we're not going to fund, we're opposing the funding of the UN's anti-Semitic actions. 38,737 of you have said, we're joining with you, Jay, on this. We're going to get this to the Prime Minister of the State of Israel. You can become part of the team. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign on to that petition now, ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. So it's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And again, let me encourage you to share this petition on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow what we're doing on Facebook as well, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Become part of the team here. We're going to make a stand for the people of Israel and make a difference again. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. When you're at the website at ACLJ.org, we sure appreciate your ongoing financial support. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A U.N. body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the U.N. than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secular. We are just joined by Rami Levy from the ACLJ Jerusalem, calling us live from Israel because of the reports we talked about yesterday, the terror attack that was thwarted by the Israeli Secret Service. The Shin Bet is what they are called. And it was three different individuals recruited by an operative in the Gaza Strip who was working directly with Al-Qaeda's chief, Al-Zahiri, and was putting together this multi-pronged attack. One of the attack locations would have been the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv, a convention center in Tel Aviv, also in Jerusalem. And if you put all of these together, these individuals who were not informed of exactly what other people were planning to do, because that's how the mob operates, that's how terror groups operate, a need-to-know basis. They were arrested right around Christmas. This was put together, and then Israel has released this information. One, because as Rami was saying, from Israel, it's not a political move. This makes, it can hurt tourism, can scare people away. So you don't just say this to say it. You say it because you've stopped Al-Qaeda, and that means there's a real problem. And you need the U.S. to kind of speak up. And also, but instead, what is our government doing? We're playing it down, saying they cannot confirm that this attack was actually connected to Central Al-Qaeda. They don't want to acknowledge still to this day that Central Al-Qaeda exists. So, folks, we will go to your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. Victor's been holding on from Oregon on line one. Victor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air. Hey, Victor, I think you've got the radio on, so we're going to put you back on hold. Make sure you turn your radios down, folks, or else it's tough to judge it. A few seconds behind. Robert in New Jersey is calling in from line three. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello, Jay. Jay, after listening to that gentleman from Israel, certainly I know, and all Americans know, that what goes on behind the scenes, they have much more knowledge of. But I have to say, out of anger, that I am embarrassed and frustrated to be an American. My father fought in World War II, Jay. He almost died. And I never would have thought that I would live to see the day where the most that we could do is say to Iran or whoever, we're going to sign some papers and give you a bunch of signatures. I think that they should unilaterally go after them. How long did?
Well, I think Robert, listen, I mean, the U.S. being in a weakened state right now, and I think that there are a lot of Americans who are realizing that the world doesn't really respect us. I mean, you've got the Iranian leaders over in Davos, Switzerland right now, meeting with the major businesses from around the world. There's a story on FoxNews.com that Naghmeh Abedini actually contributed to her comments about how Iranians are trying to get more travel from Americans. This is while two Americans are imprisoned in Iran. I mean, so you've got this PR move going on by Iran, and it's as if we are all supposed to forget, Robert, that they are the number one state sponsor of terror in the world.
Which, Jordan, also brings up another point, and I want to get David on this, is that when you look at the situation with Iran right now, they're on a charm offensive, a continuous charm offensive. Meanwhile, we've got three Americans, including Pastor Saeed Abedini, sitting in a jail in Iran, and you've got the United States not questioning Iran's motives, but questioning Israel's motives about announcing that they foiled a terrorist plot aimed at, guess what, another U.S. embassy. And it speaks to the same thing as exactly what Rami Levy was talking about. It goes against, David, the narrative of what this administration's trying to say. And when are we going to say, we know what the narrative is, but that's just not the reality of the situation.
This administration has denied reality since day one. It went to Cairo, remember, in 2009, and denied the reality of the Middle East, denied the reality of America in front of the world stage. And now any facts that don't fit into their fictional narrative, they just ignore. And the sad thing is, and from the previous caller was talking about American weakness, the sad thing is we don't have to strike Iran to stop the bomb. We have to hold firm on sanctions.
Yeah, but we're not.
And we don't even have the will to do that.
Folks, we and then you've got the UN and their motives and their anti-Semitism with this display that's gotten me really upset. I mean, it's, you know, Jews in the Holy Land is now creating a constitutional crawler, a showdown at the United Nations. So they pull the display, as in Jordan said, in a rundown UN building. When you walk into the UN's main buildings, though, it's the year of Palestinian solidarity. Could you? Why don't we say, you know what, we're not comfortable with that, so we're going to remove that? Because terrorists that were about to attack the U.S. Embassy all were Palestinian. We're going to say that? No, we're not. That's the problem. And that's this administration will do everything to protect its narrative. And protecting that narrative, Jordan, means we don't want to talk about another attack attempt on a U.S. embassy.
That's right. And I think it's risking American lives. I mean, you know, you're protecting this. It's burying your head in the sand. No one wants terror attacks, but you also have to deal with reality that there are people constantly trying to attack the United States and U.S. interest, and so they look for any vulnerabilities around the world. You think about our athletes heading over to Russia, and you think about past Olympic terror attacks involving Palestinian terrorists. This idea, again, folks, that we try to act as if this is not a threat, this is not real, then why so much? You know, on the one hand, the administration is taking what's going on in Russia very seriously. On the other hand, they're trying to play down that Al-Qaeda still exists. And we know that these groups, whether they're in Chechnya, whether they are main Al-Qaeda, whether they are an affiliate of Al-Qaeda, they are working together. Remember, one of their big justifications for the NSA program is that that's how they caught the conference call between Zawahiri and so many of these Al-Qaeda affiliate leaders. They caught it because of, they say, the, you know, NSA-type program. And remember, we closed our embassies for 2 weeks in the Muslim world. All of that, so they will use it to continue with their intelligence program and collecting intelligence, which includes on U.S. citizens. But they don't want to politically admit it, which I think is not just a bad because it's not true, but it's bad because it's dangerous.
Well, I agree with everything that David just said and what Jordan's just said. And I think that we keep harping on this narrative issue, but I think it's real. I think when I look at these headlines, there's what U.S. perceives Israel as encouraging this is the United States, officials close to President Obama saying that the U.S. is perceiving that Israel is encouraging anti-Obama backlash among U.S. Jews. I mean, this is what the feeling among Israelis are, that the United States, and that the United States thinks that this is like an intentional act of the Israelis. So shin bit, what, they make this announcement and all of a sudden we have this, you know, well, we can't verify, even though it was Israelis internal security, but they could verify Benghazi was a film by some, you know, on YouTube, that they could verify. This they can't. David, give me a quick comment, then I got to go to a break here.
It's gotten to the point where I guarantee you there is more ill will within this administration towards Israel than there is towards the Muslim Brotherhood.
I think that is a very fair statement, folks. But 38,000, almost 40,000 of you have said the exact opposite. So who are we going to stand with, Israel or the Muslim Brotherhood? We want to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for another half hour. If you get us on SiriusXM, you're getting the whole hour. If not, and your station doesn't carry the hour, simply go over to aclj.org. But that's an interesting dynamic. Are we more sympathetic to the Muslim Brotherhood in our national policy, foreign policy, than Israel? We know that we're standing with Israel. We want you to join us in this fight. I'm going to encourage everybody to go to aclj.org right now. Sign on to that petition right this minute. No excuses. Let's get it up over 40,000. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Also remember, share us and like us on Facebook. Both the ACLJ's Facebook, my Facebook. Also follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. And when you're at aclj.org, make an online gift in any amount. It's tax deductible. And you keep us at the forefront of the fight. Back with more in a moment.
The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
We will fight for the right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. And we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-31. We had Ambassador Rami Levy on, our executive, our director general of our office in Jerusalem. The ACLJ's got a full office there, working with government officials all the time in Israel. So here's the dichotomy of events that have gone on here, or the kind of the contraindications of things. So Israel foils a plot by al-Qaeda that was aimed, guess what, at the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv, also aimed at the Jerusalem Convention Center. Israel arrested three individual Palestinians that were about to do this. They were recruited by operatives that reported directly to Ayman al-Zawahiri. That's al-Qaeda Central. The United States is not taking the word of Shin Bet, which is the Israeli Secret Service, who, as Rami said, have been very forthright and are one of the leading intelligence gathering agencies in the world. But we will not take their word for it. Instead, when reporters are pressing questions, listen to this exchange, number 8.
One of the most concerning aspects of this is the alleged connection to al-Qaeda.
Yep.
Can you tell us anything on that?
I can't. Again, our folks are working on our own to corroborate the information. I'd refer you to the Israelis for
Our folks are working on... We can't take Israeli security's intelligence on this, but in Benghazi, we go ahead and say it's a video from some... You know, some anti-Muslim video on a website on YouTube. What are they going to do? Blame this on an Israeli documentary film? I mean, this is absurd. Why are we even having this conversation with Ms. Half from the Aharf from the State Department? I can't. We're working on independent cooperation. All of a sudden, now, David, they want independent cooperation. Now they need independent cooperation when it's the Israelis. When it's the Muslim Brotherhood, it doesn't appear that they need that.
Well, you know, here's the right answer you give. Here's the right answer. The right answer is we're grateful for Israeli intelligence in foiling this plot, and we're working with them to discover and learn more about its extent. That by separating ourselves so completely from the Israelis, that sends a strong message that Israel, even when it's fighting terror on our behalf, is on its own.
Yeah. So, Jordan, what is the sense in Washington on all of this? I know there's a lot of members of Congress that are really upset.
Yeah, there are. I mean, it's a situation where, you know, Washington, D.C., unfortunately, when it comes to Capitol Hill, the foreign policy decisions and this administration with the how they've asserted executive power, even when it comes to Iran and changing sanctions and changing how we deal with Iran, has tried to ignore Congress. And so, I think it would take a massive amount of pressure, barring some disastrous kind of event, which no one wants to see happen. So it takes real pressure from the American people, because Congress has got to be pressured, because we had Congress, by the way, united on Iran. And then they had a little meeting at the White House with the president, and suddenly the Democrats lost their spine. It's not so surprising, but many of those Democrats who were the lead sponsors are some of the strongest supporters of Israel, supposedly, in the U.S. Senate. So it's not a partisan issue for them. It's just they're pro-Israel, and they want to do what's in Israel's best interest, and even they have backed down.
I'll tell you something. When you look at the whole scenario, folks, this is it paints a very tragic and sad picture. We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But I want to play very quickly here. Leland Vitter from Fox News. Let me play number 1 and number 2 back-to-back here.
The Jerusalem Convention Center, the building here just over my left shoulder. Allegedly, the plot was to send three suicide bombers there, followed by a truck bomb at the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv. According to local reports, there were going to be two suicide bombers who were going to blow themselves up there at the entrance of the U.S. Embassy, the embassy there in Tel Aviv. These three men who were arrested here in Israel were communicating with their handler via Facebook, via Skype. Allegedly, that handler went by the name The Outstanding One from Syria and was heavily connected to the al-Qaeda militant groups operating inside Syria.
So you got Syrian al-Qaeda representatives in the middle of this, folks. You understand why this is significant and why the U.S. is not commenting on it? Because it's blowing the president's narrative. It doesn't fit in to what President Obama views his Middle East policy. If you want to stand with Israel, I encourage you to do it. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. When you're at the website, we encourage you to make an online gift to the ACLJ. Help us stay in this fight. Share us and like us on Facebook as well. We come back from the break. Your phone calls at 800-684-3110.
It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back. So who do we believe, the Muslim Brotherhood or the Israelis International Internal Security Forces? I would choose the Israelis. Evidently, that's not the position of the White House. And that's why you've got the United States refusing to acknowledge what the Israeli security was able to prevent, which was, in fact, with all the evidence pointing to this, was an attack attempt at a U.S. embassy. And that certainly violates the narrative that the administration's putting forward, and that's why the United States will not verify anything or even say, yes, good job, well done. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Again, it's this anti-Israel animus. Let's take a phone call, Jordan. Let's go to the phones.
Sure, we'll go right to the phones. Let's go 1-800-684-3110. Diane in Indiana, on line 6. I've been holding on. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I just wondered if Britain gave us some intelligence information, would we have to independently verify what they said?
No, because we have cooperative agreements with the MI5, just like we have cooperative agreements with Shin Bet. I can assure you that when this was uncovered, the United States was brought into it early on in this process. But it is the reason that the Israelis went public with it is because they wanted to let it be known that it was thwarted, which was important for both security and for the security of the individuals going to those sites. The United States' response, I am telling you, it's because it's violating the narrative of what the president is trying to do in the Middle East, and it's embarrassing them. I mean, that's really what this is. I mean, at the end of the day, this success by Israel, you know, it stopped an attack on an embassy. And, you know, attacks on embassies, unfortunately, is something that have been a sore point, David, for the administration.
Our embassies have been incredibly vulnerable in the Middle East. Israel actually does what the host country is supposed to do. It's
right.
The responsibility of the host country to protect the embassy. They did what they're supposed to do. Our quote-unquote Muslim Brotherhood ally in Egypt did not do what it was supposed to do, and our embassy was stormed by jihadists. I mean, this is their narrative is that both sides want peace in the Middle East. That's their narrative. This thwarts the narrative, and so they try to ignore it and undermine it. Both sides don't want peace. The Palestinian Authority, Hamas, Fatah, they don't want peace. They want to drive Israel into the sea.
I think that we have to understand that that is, I think, the reality of what we're dealing with is that this false peace process, Jordan, is exactly that, a false peace process.
And yet we try to act as if, you know, there's all these meetings constantly. I mean, look at what's happening with Syria right now. And if you watch any of the news coverage, and, it can seem a bit dull, but it was insightful because basically you had John Kerry just taking a beating. at this UN meeting in Switzerland with the different sides from Syria. On the one hand, you've got the Assad regime. They're saying, you know, the U.S. doesn't get to pick who's the leader. And then you've got the rebels, or you'd say the other side of this, which you could even argue about how much control they really have, this government that's operating outside of Syria that would say they're ready to go in. And they're telling the U.S., you know, they're attacking the United States. So, you know, what happened? And yes, there's a lot of domestic distractions, I mean, with the healthcare and the economy. But look at what's happened to America overseas. And you've basically seen that somehow we've become a country you can just degrade publicly. And you don't see that happening to countries. First of all, if John Kerry and people treat the United States that way, you're supposed to get up and walk out of the room. That's what happens in those meetings. When the U.S. brings up anything about someone's human rights, they walk out. Here, we sat there, we take the beating.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, at the end of the day, why we even allow this, I do not know. I mean, I do not understand what the point is, except, again, it's the president's narrative. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's grab another phone call, Jordan.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. We'll go to, let's go to William in Georgia, who's been holding on line four. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. Real quick, two comments. The first one is, it's quite obvious to me that this Obama administration is more concerned about the affairs of protecting Barack Obama's word for his good name instead of what's morally right. And number two, this is just an example where Peter talked about in the New Testament where he said there'll be scoffers that'll be walking after their own lust and they'll be willingly ignorant of the truth.
Well, again, you know, when I go to William, and I know you know, you've listened to this broadcast a long time. We keep saying the word narrative. This really is their narrative, and all of these things countered the narrative of the administration. So why think the Israelis, or even acknowledge it was a valid? Have we acknowledged that there was a threat on our embassy, David? The answer to that is no. Why are we not acknowledging that, even though the Israeli Secret Service, you know, foiled that threat? Because again, the idea that this was even happening goes against everything the president has already said.
Well, it shows how close an ally Israel really is to us.
Which we don't want that public.
Which the administration distanced itself from Israel almost every week. It shows what a threat al-Qaeda still is, which the administration ran on, beating back, quote, core al-Qaeda. And it shows that the threat of Palestinian terrorism specifically, which the administration has been downplaying.
You know, I'm going to play this. Jordan, I'm going to get your comment on this. So, Zarif, the foreign minister for Iran, is talking about how the White House phrases things. This is exactly what we're talking about. Actually, we've got agreement with us and the Iranian foreign minister, how the president plays things, how they view things, and how we view things. Listen to number nine.
The White House version both underplays the concessions and overplays Iranian commitments. And I'm not interested in that. I'm simply saying, why don't we all stick to what we agreed? Why do we need to produce different texts?
So, Jordan, I think this sums up exactly the problem.
Yeah. No, I mean, it does sum up the problem. Is that, as we've said, it's tough to believe the White House when they have been misleading the American people on these deals. And it seems like what Iran is saying, it doesn't seem like it's totally out of nowhere. It doesn't seem it's extreme. It says basically the U.S. is over-interpreting specific parts of this agreement. Here's why. They say the nuclear program is over. And in the deal, it's any enrichment above 5%. So there's a clear answer there. Either there's no nuclear program allowed or it's 5%. And when you listen to the White House talk, on the one hand, they want to say it's about stopping a nuclear Iran. On the other hand, it's now about stopping a nuclear Iran weapons program. So they walk a very fine line trying to sound tough on in one hand, but they walk the line on if they're contradicting themselves or not.
Yeah, I'll tell you, folks, so we're going to take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684. I've got another one to play in a moment, but we'll take some calls first. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Is this doublespeak from the administration? Is this speaking, like, we always say this, with the Iranians, watch what they say in English compared to what they say in Farsi. Well, is the White House doing the same thing except all in English? Doublespeak depending on who the audience is. Your comments on that at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. We'll go to Sharon in California, line one. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, thank you so much for all you're doing. And I just want to say how much I appreciate that knowing the truth is what sets us free, and that this is something that needs to happen, that more countries that are thwarting the plans of the enemy need to make it known, because we need to put our enemies to shame.
Well, you know, I'm with you on that. I think it also shows when you've got somebody like Shin Bet or our own Secret Service that foils an attempt, whether it's the Christmas bombing that was going to take place in New York. We have to be able to show we're strong. You know, David French keeps saying this over and over again. I'll quote David here. The only thing these jihadists understand is force and strength. And if you appear weak, which unfortunately we have, and look, what happened in Boston was a gap in our intelligence. And I can't figure, you know, I'm still trying to figure, put that together, how we missed those again. How did we miss all of the link-ups to these Chechenian jihadists that were taking place? And the reality is, again, we need to thank our friends when they do this and also glean the intelligence information. But instead, we are distancing ourselves from this, David, in a very significant way. And I think that hurts. What Sharon says is right. It hurts the overall impression of the United States strength.
Absolutely it does. We should be embracing this as a victory, because when you foil a terrorist attack, it demoralizes jihadists.
You know, the interesting thing here, Jordan, is I'm sure the United States was involved in this. You know we were notified. You know there was information going back and forth. And instead of embracing, we working with Israel did this, we say we can independently verify it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, which I think it just shows a disconnect to the world. But I do think underlying this, it's not even so much that they trust the Israeli intelligence. It's that they don't want to admit Al-Qaeda, main Al-Qaeda, Zawahiri, the Al-Qaeda founded by bin Laden that's still operating somewhere in the Afghan-Pakistan border, that is still a threat to the United States and our allies. And so by playing this down and hoping the media narrative goes to something else, and they'll try to say, you know, if anything does happen in Russia or anyone's arrested, they'll try to say, well, that's regional, that's just Chechnya, so it's not really the Middle East, when we know that these groups have been talking, that they do talk, and that they have the same goals.
All right, folks, we're taking more of your phone calls in the next segment. Here's my question. Are we more pro to the jihadist, or at least the Muslim world, than we are to our ally Israel? We want your comments on this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll take your comments when we come back from the break here. Let me also encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Sign on to that petition. Getting very close to 40,000 signatures online alone. ACLJ.org. Or you can call in it as well. 1-877-989-2255. The easiest way, of course, ACLJ.org. When you're on the website, make an online gift. And remember, like us, share us on Facebook. Share these petitions as well. ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm taking your calls. We're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. It's very rare that, excuse me.
It's, go ahead, Jordan.
Go ahead, David. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, one of the things that we have been talking about here is this unbelievable bias that is in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood, in favor of these Islamic countries that have been attacking Israel, attacking the United States. I mean, in the case of Iran, explicitly for 34 years. And Israel works with us, and we refuse to acknowledge it.
There's another aspect of this, though. I'm going to play this and get the comments on this. So it is rare that I would ever agree with the Iranians. I got so choked up that I literally had to hit my cough button. I actually had something in my throat. Look at the reality here. We got the foreign minister from Iran saying, don't listen to what the White House says. Listen to what they really agreed to. Doublespeak, basically. Which is exactly what we're saying. So here's what Zarif says. Listen to number 10.
The White House tries to portray it as basically a dismantling of Iran's nuclear program. That is the word that they use time and again. And I urge you to read the entire text. If you find a single word that even closely resembles dismantling or could be defined as dismantling in the entire text, then I would take back my comment.
So this is coming from the foreign minister of Iran, saying what the president says, what the secretary of state says, Jordan, is not what was signed and agreed to. This is the unbelievable pattern that our own foreign policy is initiating. So we get called on the carpet by the Iranians.
Yeah, that's right. And so we've now been called out. And, you know, it seems like what they're saying is accurate. If you listen closely to the White House, Jay Carney is no longer saying stopping the Iranian nuclear program. It's stopping an Iranian nuclear weapon. So the fact is that the concessions that were made is this 5%, no enrichment above 5%, but not a stop of the centrifuges, not a stop to all of their nuclear facilities, a stop to some, and a stop of enrichment above a certain percent. So they're not dismantling their nuclear facilities. And so the White House seems to be claiming that this is much more comprehensive than it is. Of course, this is a six-month deal to begin with. And they refuse to allow the American people to read the agreement. So no one has actually seen the text other than these top White House officials and leaders from around the world. But you've got people on the other side of this, like Russia, who are on the other side with us on the agreement, who have said, no, it's Iran is right. This doesn't mean that they have to stop a nuclear program. So like it or not, the way the other countries are interpreting this is not nearly as narrow as the United States.
What a shock. Let's take Hal's calling from Ohio on line 3. Hi, Hal. Welcome to broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jay.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Baptist preacher, and I've been listening to a lot of talk about Obama and stuff like that. And, you know, there's one simple reason for the way the United States has acted so disgraceful toward Israel, and almost everybody in the Middle East and Asia knows the answer to this, except the average American, and that's the simple fact that we have a Muslim running the White House.
The guy's won the election twice. So, you know, I understand what you're saying, and I think you're wrong. I don't know what his religious beliefs are. He says he's a Christian. It doesn't even matter. He's the president of the United States. We have to object to his policy. What his motives are, what do I care? What I care about is policies in the Middle East are destroying our credibility. So calling him a Muslim or calling him not an American citizen, let me tell you how that advances the ball. Zero. Does nothing. Attack the policy. Let's not get in the gutter. Let's attack the policies, David.
I mean, his policies are the policies of the academic left. These are the policies of elite academia in the United States of America.
It's not naive, by the way. This is their policy.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing Muslim about it. It's very leftist and it's anti-Israel. It's highly ideological. It's not Muslim. And it's bad enough the way it is. we're just going to hurt our credibility if we say what it's not.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take Ron's call out of New York.
Yeah, Ron calling in on line two. Ron, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air. Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Good afternoon. Thank
yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that our whole family does support you with our offerings. And
we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I was just calling in because the Canadian Prime Minister,
yep.
When he had a chance to hear it, really stood up very strong for Israel as a staunch supporter.
Sure did.
Come to find out, he's an evangelical Christian. I was just going to wait for your comments on his statement.
Yeah, I thought the statements were great. It showed solidarity. Canada's always been very supportive of Israel. And another thing about the Prime Minister of Canada, he didn't hesitate to get up on the keyboards and belt out for Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife his version of Hey Jude, which, by the way, it was not bad. It was not as good as our version, but it was not bad. And I do appreciate what the Canadian statements are. It shows this huge disconnect. Again, it's their policies are one, ours is another. David?
I mean, here's the reality. Canada is a stronger supporter of Israel right now than the United States of America. I mean, if you'd asked me that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would say never. But Canada is a stalwart supporter of Israel because they have the ability to see what's as plain as the nose on your face that Israel is under threat.
Jordan, do you think, I mean, when you look at it from the standpoint of your vantage point in Washington, do you think what's going on here is not just the narrative of the president, but the policy implementation that he wants to put forward basically is Israel's almost in the way? That may be an overstatement, but certainly you have to deal with him. He said that, remember, to the French president. Oh, I have to deal with him. They're tough to deal with.
I do think that's actually the case. I think that is the case. It's that Israel and the support of Israel in the United States as well is a check on what the White House does and how far they go with all of their foreign policy. And so, in a sense, there is only so far they can push, publicly and privately, before they know that the American people are going to call them out on it and lose support. So I think right now they're pushing about as strongly as they can, trying to use the fact that the American people are distracted by other issues like, do they have insurance?
Right.
And so you see these foreign policy disasters, I mean, Al-Qaeda on the rise again, happening and not getting as much coverage because of the people's own pocketbooks, which is understandable to an extent, but very dangerous long term. These are not things you can quickly reverse, like the Iranian nuclear program. The longer it goes on, the tougher it is to ever stop.
You're right. Brian's calling. He's on line five. Hi, Brian. Quickly, please.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Lord bless you.
Thank you.
I got a two-part thing real quick.
Quick.
All right. I agree with what you're saying about their narrative. Okay. Yep. I agree with that because I noticed something. How come the other embassies aren't going on lockdown when they know that this one was going to happen? What other embassies are being targeted right now, and what was the importance of that date of when that was going to take effect?
I don't know if we have an exact date. Do we have an exact date? I think they caught it early enough that they had. I'm sure they would have believed me. They time it. They dates and place are very significant in that region of the world. They got it early enough that it didn't progress that far, although they were well documenting on what they were doing with the Israelis, Shin Bet. And I'm sure the U.S. had to have some involvement in this too. But again, the narrative was, then we've got to say Israel's our ally, and that doesn't make us look good in the Muslim world. So there you have it. We've got a petition up that's standing with Israel, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can also sign the petition at 1-877-989-2255. So 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Remember, share us, like us on Facebook. Follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/Jordan Secular. And folks, go to ACLJ.org. Make that online gift. You're really helping us out. Staying at the forefront. We got offices in Jerusalem. You heard on this broadcast today from our office in Jerusalem. We're at the center of this. Your support's enabled to do it. ACLJ.org. We'd appreciate your support there. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.